Okay, good afternoon. Let me see. Yes, it's afternoon, sisters. Thank each and every one of you for joining the call. Our Tuesdays are like well-oiled machines. We are here to support each other. And today I have the honor of bringing a word that is meant to encourage and to remind you of some things that may help you with your daily walk. So, Kenyatta, can you share the slides? I did slides again just to help help follow. Lady, I'm sorry, Sister Janice, can you put yourself on mute, please? Thank you. Okay, so the lesson that I prepared is called Growing with God. Again, trying to give you some tidbits to help with your daily walk. We Are Stronger Together is our 2023 theme. And I think it is a wonderful theme because it talks about us working together as a unit to do God's work. So I'll let her do that. So the next slide, Kenyatta. Okay. Okay, I wanted to share this with you again. Happy New Year to everyone. Some of you I've seen, some of you I haven't. But I ran across this little saying, and it says, things to remember. And I would like to strike out tomorrow and put today. And it says, today is a new day. Making mistakes is a part of life. Saying no is okay. Not everyone has to like you. Beauty and strength comes from within. So I would like you all to take that in, think about those things, share those things, especially with our young adults, our teens, our preteens, especially the one where it says mistakes, making mistakes is a part of life. We hear about young adults and young teens committing suicide because they made a mistake. And they didn't know how to bring it back or how to deal with it. So it's important that we understand that mistakes are a part of life. We all are going to make them. I mean, we're not perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. So this is something from a daily standpoint that we have to continue to work on and to get better. And it's okay when you make a mistake. It's okay. I tell my kids, it's okay. I expect that because, you know, I make mistakes. But it's not the end of the world. You know, you can move on from that. So I think it's important, again, that we make sure we say those things to our young adults, our teens, our preteens, our sons, because our young men are under attack even more these days. You know, they feel like, you know, the drugs and the alcohol, you know, that's how you deal with problems. And that's not how you deal with them. And we all know problems will come. That's a part of life. So that was my New Year's tidbit that I wanted to share. Has nothing to do with my lesson, but that was just a tidbit that I wanted to share with you. So the next slide. So going back to our theme of Stronger Together, Ecclesiastics chapter 4, verses 9 and 12. Now I will read this. It says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And we all heard on Sunday, Brother Johnson gave an excellent lesson concerning working together. And basically, you know, alone we can accomplish little, but together as a group, as a group of women doing the work for the Lord, we can accomplish much. And he also talked about the, you know, we all can't be the mouth. You know, someone has to be the arms, someone has to be the legs. I like that. And what, not only can we all not be the mouth, but whatever part we play, because God has given us all gifts, We are to use our gifts, and we are to work in one accord, unity. You can't have the mouth, you know, saying this, and then the feet are going, one left foot's going this way, the right foot's going that way. You will not move forward. So it's important that we understand that we need each other, that we are to work together, and we're to work together for one mission, and that is to please God. Next slide. And that's kind of what it says here. Unity. Unity is the strength. Working together, teamwork. We have a ladies' ministry. We are in the process of laying out what we're going to do for 2023, and we are going to need all of you to help to support the ladies' ministry. You know, I can't do it alone. Olivia can't do it alone. Sister Bernice, we need the whole cadre of sisters. And, you know, as in many congregations, the sisters make up, you know, almost 75, 80% of the congregation. So there are lots of things that we can do. And many of us do. I mean, we have our educational ministry that some of you participate, but there is a need for more. You can't have three or four sisters teaching every quarter. You know, we all need to step in and do our part. And again, this is just to encourage. I may not be talking to the ones here. This might be a lesson that some that are not here need to hear. But again, this was what was on my heart. And I want us to, new year, new opportunity to better, because we all want to improve. Next slide. Okay, how do we work together? And again, this is this is just from my particular study. But again, remaining faithful to God, that is number one. We are his children. So we have to do what he says. And how do we know what he says? We have to study. So studying his word helps us to remain strong. When we go through problems and issues and concern, we have to go back to that word. And that is where we find out what he wants us to do. And we find comfort in reading his Bible. And I know many of you have examples where you have sat down and read, and whatever problem you were going through, you receive that peace, know that he is in control and that he is going to work it. And when you worry and you want to go back to that word and read and study, because that is how we draw near to him and we find comfort. So continue to pray, be open to his plan. When we pray and ask for, you know, a blue coat, he may give you a red coat, or he may give you no coat. So you have to be open to whatever his plan, because he is ordering our steps. We are his children, so he is ordering our steps. Be patient. That's the one that I continually to work on, patience. I tell my mother I was not in the patient line when they were passing out patients. I missed it. So I have to continue to work on that. And we talked last time, be grateful. No matter what he gives you, what problem or issue he brings into your life, he's bringing it into your life, and sometimes to make you stronger. And we have to think about that, you know. Volunteer. You have talents. Everyone, he gave us all talents. So volunteer to help. Whether it's in the church, whether it's in your community, volunteer to help. Support the minister, our leadership, and their families. You know, the leadership needs our support. They need to hear us say good job or thank you. You know, even if you agree with what they're doing or if you don't agree, because it is a hard job. Leadership is a hard job. And when we come in, sometimes we're smiling, sometimes we're not. If there's an issue concerning, you know, money or the lights aren't working, we look to the leadership. You know, why aren't the lights working? So it's a hard job. And then there are many of us. So, you know, trying to please a group can be difficult. So we want to say thank you. We want to let them know that we're praying for them. Because again, it's a hard job, and it's what God has put on their hearts to do, and we should support. The next one is support each other, support our sisters, which I think we do a good job. We have our Secret Sister program, and that's what the intent for Secret Sisters was, to support each other. And but we don't do a good job of supporting local congregations. And this is just my opinion. Beltway, we have to support each other. We need to support Oxon Hill and East Capitol and Virtue. You know, those activities that are coming up, because they're meant to strengthen us. So we need to support. And then when we have our activities at Beltway, you know, they'll come and support us. So I encourage you to sign up for Virtue, to attend local ladies' days, or whatever activity that the congregations have. Because again, that is how we work stronger together. It's not just Beltway, but it's the whole cadre of the church. Next slide. I want to spend a little time to talk about how to study, or give you some tidbits on how to study. Because to be strong, you have to study. To grow in God means, you know, you have to actually grow in His Word. So I encourage you, and there's many ways of doing it. This is just some things that work for me. I take the first 5 minutes of my day and I focus on scripture and prayer. You know, the first 5 minutes, as soon as I get out of bed, I do it. Because if I don't do it then, you know, life comes, I'll get busy, the kids, the grandkids, you know. And then usually at the end of the day, that gives me some time that I can wind down, and I also try and do it to study. Have a rhythm and a daily guide. I have a guide. You all can't see. Okay, there it is. It's called the 5-Minute Study Guide for the Anxious Heart. And I have decided to gift each one of you a copy of this. In it, there's 100, I think it's 180 pages, and it has different lessons that you can do. And it takes maybe 5-10 minutes, depending on how you study. But it gives you a topic. The one I just turned to says Hope in the Pit. It gives you a Bible verse. It talks a little bit about what that verse is. It talks about how you can apply that verse. And it even has a recommended prayer. And then it has a page where you can write notes. So you can use this, or you can go beyond this. But it's a guide, and it's something that you can use every day. And I encourage you, again, I'm going to gift, Kenyatta said there's about 25 of us. So on Sunday, I hope to have these. And for Sister Dale, you put your address already in the chat. Sister Moulton and Sister Reddick, please put your address in the chat so I can make sure that you have one as well. And some of you may already have something similar, but I thought this was something very good and easy to do. And for those that have a busy schedule, you know, you can quickly, you know, you can use it. So look for that in the mail. And for those that are at Beltway, I'll try and have those on Sunday. And Sister Lane, yours will be in the mail as well. Some scriptures that talks about, you know, why we should study. You know, we want to seek first, the kingdom of God. That is the commandment. Matthew 6, verse 33. James 4 and 8, draw nigh to God. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And how do you draw near to Him? You study. You study. I also want to mention this past Sunday, Brother Johnson mentioned this Wednesday's class is going to be focused on how to do a Bible study. And he said he would have a format. So if you are available, I encourage you to attend this Wednesday night class. I think it meets at 7. And I think the Zoom information has already been sent out. But that might give you some tidbits to allow you to study, and also to study with someone else. Because we talked about working stronger together. Brother Johnson talked about us providing, you know, the word, or spreading the seed to help someone else come to Christ. So again, we want to support that effort and be a part of that effort. And the Wednesday night class might give you some tidbits in order to help do that. Accountability. If you study on a regular basis, you're holding yourself accountable for studying the word. And, you know, and I know it's hard to do it every day. I don't do it every day. I try. But if you have a routine, then you're more likely to continue. So just keep that in mind. And then gift someone. I'm going to gift, you know, you all, I've chosen to gift you all the study guide. You know, gift someone, especially if they're going through some difficulty. And if you are a member of the Secret Sister program, gift your secret sister a devotional. I mean, I got some beautiful gifts last year, blankets, comforters. What did I get? I got all kind of knickknacks. If you give your sister this is something that will help her grow stronger. So consider that as a possibility. Next slide. In closing, again, I just wanted to encourage you all to continue to work stronger together. Reach out to your sisters, attend, you know, some of the local congregation, Ladies Day, you know, so that we can have a stronger presence in the Washington, D.C. area. Study your Bible. You know, hopefully the study guide will help you. And just continue to do what you can to support. And many of you do. But again, this is intended to encourage and to remind you of some things that will help you grow closer to God. Next slide. I just wanted to walk through this. When I think of being closer together, this song came to mind, and you all know this song. And it's we are one in the Spirit. And I'm just going to highlight a couple of the verses. It says, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. Down below, it says, we walk with each other. I mean, we walk with each other as sisters, as some of us have spouses, some of us have children. But we, as a whole, we walk together. We walk hand in hand. It says, and together we spread the news. So we want to reach out to those that are not members of the Church of Christ, and even those that are just not attending the Church of Christ. We want to reach out to those. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll send some of these out as part of the ladies' ministry to those that are just not attending. Because I'm sure Doris can help us identify those that are not attending. But anything that we can do to, again, help make those stronger. And it just says, we work with each other. We work side by side and will guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. All praises to the Father, from whom all things come, and all praises to Christ Jesus, his only Son. And all the praise to the Spirit who makes us one, makes us one. Lord, make us one. Thank you, ladies, for listening. And I so appreciate each and every one of you.
Thank you, Melba. Way to start out 2023. Very great.
Yes.
Very encouraging, very uplifting. And sometimes we think that because we've been a Christian for X amount of years, that we should already know how to study. So This was a great just reminder of the things that we need to do to study God's word. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mel. I want to echo what Sister Penelope, Sister Precious Penelope said. Melba, I was, there were so many things that you said, so I'm going to keep it brief, but it was a challenge too. I was challenged by what you said, and I appreciate the challenge, especially as we're starting a new year. You also made me think that in November, the first Saturday in November is our Ladies' Day. And, you know, we continue to look outside of the congregation to bring people in, but we have a wealth of knowledge and sisters right where we are. And you are one of them, Melba. You know, you are so encouraging and your lesson was just taken to heart. So I put on the table 11 months in advance your name for our speaker.
Oh, no.
For 2023. And then I'm going to finally say this. When you brought up that song and you showed us that song, it made me think of Nigel because he has sung that song. Yeah. Sometimes he sings them alone because nobody else knows the song. But it just made me fondly think of Brother Nigel.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, we miss him. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
November 2023.
Well, I want to use my talent, but I don't know if that's one, Olivia.
Melba, we are not living in doubt. You've been given this opportunity.
It's your talent.
It's an opportunity. You have 11 months to prepare.
Well, I thank you. I mean, a lot of it, again, comes from the support I get from you, from all of you, you know. I mean, we've been doing this almost 3 years, and who would have thought 3 years ago how important a lady's devotion, you know, and we don't take a lot of time, but, you know, when we get on, I hear you all talking to each other, reaching out to each other. I mean, the love that, you know, and the respect, because, you know, I'm in several women organizations, and it's, you know, it's different. It's totally different. And I know it's the God in us, but again, it's the fact that we spend time with each other. So thank you.
Sister Melba, I really appreciate your talk because it's furthered my understanding of some of the things that I've been wrestling with. And also I dearly like the part of a partner, because I know sometimes I can get off on a reel or a tangent, and Sister May is the one who most of the time reels me in. So, so I think that's a good thing. Sometimes, you know, if we just have a particular person, and with this group, it's several, and almost everybody that you can use. You know, if you have a problem or a concern, you can call and get an honest answer or get an honest explanation or just, you know, just sit and praise God together. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
And I wanted to say that I've tried to quit so many times, and I'm telling you, Melba, get on my back. It's like, geez, I can't, I've got to keep going. And you know something? I really appreciate that. And I appreciate her so much because she does. She gives so much to the Beltway ladies and the outline. So she's living what she's saying. I mean, she's out there in the local congregations doing what she's actually talking. But I just want to tell her thank you for her support and encouragement to me as well. And, you know, come to find out we're pretty much sisters down there in Mississippi. So that was another good thing that has encouraged and helped me. So thanks again. Enjoyed that message. It was awesome.
Thank you, and I love you, Alma. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Melba, I sent you a text, and I hope you read it.
Okay.
But that song, my daughter learned at Camp Marvel some 50-some years ago and taught it to me, and I never forgot. It's such a touching song. We are one in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And we don't sing that in the church.
No.
It's only done at camp with youth. And it's a very good song, a strong song, a song that will pull us together. And yes, I put in the chat, and I'm going to echo what somebody said. You need to do that talk on a ladies assembly. Everybody needs to hear what you said today.
I second that emotion. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, well, thank you so much for that message. One of the things that I picked up on is that 5-minute message in the mornings, I think that's wonderful. And I'm going to try to practice that too, because I've been waking up listening to the news, which is not always good. So that I want that book that you have for me on Sunday.
Okay.
So that I
can Amazon. Start. I've already ordered it from Amazon.
Can you show me the book? Because I think I have that book already.
You may have. If you do, Doris, let me know, because there's another one. This is the one for the anxious heart, but there's one for women as well.
I don't think I have that one. I think I have a different one similar to that.
Okay, so you'll get one of these.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again, ladies. Thank you for the encouragement.